The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor.
You remind me that money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
On ESPN 1300 AM and 92.5 FM.
ESPN Radio, 92.5 and 1300. It is The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. And oh, what a show we have for you today on this Frankie Goes to Hollywood Friday as we are sitting. A lot of people say this, especially in a market like Lexington, a college market. You know, once college basketball is over, you got nothing until we start college football. Not on this show. We're not going to rehash old stuff. We're not going to talk about, you know, something that's going to happen 5 months from now. We got stuff happening today, tonight, all this weekend that not only can we kind of enjoy on television or in person or anything, but we can get some action down on, and let's try to get some winning action down on this stuff going on this weekend. Texas, 859-381-1313. As we are getting ready for a big sports gambling weekend here on The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Three-game series starting in Great America Ballpark tonight. And it's called the best team in baseball, the Atlanta Braves. They're coming to town, and they are favored tonight. And they will likely be favored all weekend long. Although I did see the prop we talked about yesterday. We'll talk about that in a minute. For just the series. Is the Reds maybe a little bit overvalued in this? I think they might be. We'll talk about that coming up. Reds and Braves, a rematch of the 1995 National League Championship Series, which didn't go very well for the Reds. But anyway, you could argue that was the beginning of 31 years of darkness. But that's another story. We talked about that yesterday. So who you got? Baseball this weekend, 859-381-1313. Also, our picks last night in baseball, not very good. Our picks in basketball, very good. Side, total, winner, winner, chicken dinner. We've got a game 7 tomorrow night in the NBA. How are we playing this one? I can tell you right now how we're going to play this one. Let's hope that you fade the winners. Follow the winners and fade the losers. We'll tell you right now. Thunder, Spurs, game 7. How are we going to play that one? We'll tell you about that. Coming up later in the show. And, of course, you can text us 859-381-1313. We have Dylan Godet coming up on the show today. What did we learn last week with all the auto racing stuff? I have no idea. But we almost got an Indy 500 winner again. Second year in a row, Dylan Godet, like a less than a half second away from being a winner. It's all right. He still got second. But we'll talk to him about this week's NASCAR event and how we should bet it. His matchups on the year, not all the time. The entire time Dylan Godet has been on this show, his matchups have been constant winners. We cannot recommend them more to follow Dylan Godet's NASCAR picks. He'll be joining us a little bit later in the show. And, of course, a fan favorite. We got hockey back up and running again tonight. Game 5 down in Carolina. It is Montreal Canadiens versus the Carolina Hurricanes. Is Sean C's pick of before this series when he said plus 325, Hurricanes in 5. Did I say Carolina Panthers? Yes, I did. Carolina Hurricanes in 5. Will it come through tonight? Should we hedge on this a little tonight? We will talk to Sean C, the fastest growing segment in Lexington radio. Sean C's hockey picks. Things that make you go, indeed, on this show. So we have so much this weekend. Also, we have the Reds, we have NASCAR, we have the NHL, we have the NBA playoffs, and of course, Kentucky baseball going on right now, yes, and we'll give you a little insight of how we do it on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, on the old Live Bet Saturday show. Kentucky currently up 5-3 in this game, in the bottom of the sixth inning. Current live betting lines over at DK is the Wildcats, minus 238 on the money line, and Wake Forest plus 180. Those are terrible splits. Circa doesn't have these live betting lines up for this game right now, but we do have a total, 12.5. So, if you're looking to play this game, maybe you think Kentucky hangs on, maybe you should lay this little run line. Can they win by more than one run? Minus 125 on the run line right now. So, Kentucky's up 5-3, bottom of the sixth. They win this game, probably playing West Virginia tomorrow. We'll talk to Dylan Godet about that one coming up a little later in the show. He's a West Virginia fan. Wonder if how he's going to bet this one. Something tells me he will not take emotion out of his decision-making. A big faux pas in the sports gambling world. We will talk to him about it later. But those are your live betting lines right now, this line. And here's the thing about watching the live betting lines. You don't even have to be watching the game, which I'm not right now. I'm doing this show, so I don't have the TV on the game in front of me. But when you see the lines move, the lines and the live betting lines, especially DraftKings or FanDuel or the people that have the live betting lines up for these games, I can promise you, they're ahead of you and me, the people who are watching on TV, who are listening to the radio. It's like being at the game because, well, somebody made it out. Okay, well, this line's going to jump by a nickel or a dime. Like, boom, right there. Or somebody gets a double. Now you're sitting a man on second. All of a sudden, that line drops. It's like cheating. It's almost like being able to predict the future. So you want to play a little trick? Yeah, look at the live betting lines and watch how they change while a certain batter is up, and then you'll be able to see what he does. You don't think that's a thing that people use? I can promise you that's a thing that people use. So there you go. Kentucky now up 5-3, bottom of the sixth. Minus 230 on the money line are the Cats. -1.5 runs, the run line, minus 125, and the total here, 12.5. And we were looking at the under the total there with some juice on it. So act accordingly. And by the way, I just saw an out made because Kentucky now 270 on the money line. There you go. An out is made in a game like this. And you can see that line, it just jumped 40 cents. As we get closer to the end of the game, you'll see every out become more valuable. This is live betting. You talk about Live Bet Saturday, what we do on that show on VSiN. This is the kind of thing we do. We have games on and we talk about these live betting lines and how you should play them. So there you go, Big Blue Nation. I don't think I would lay this kind of chalk right now with Kentucky, but maybe, just maybe, the run line. I don't think I would do that either. Now you're seeing some chalk on the run line, too, as apparently another good thing has happened for Kentucky, as it's now minus 298 are the Cats. They were only minus 220 when we came on the air. That's a big difference. Live betting can be advantageous if you do it the right way, but it also can lead to the darkness if you don't do it the right way. We will keep you abreast on this as we go throughout the show. And of course, you can follow us on the social medias, at BottomLineLex, on the Twitters, the Instagrams, all that stuff. And of course, email us anytime, BottomLineLex@gmail.com. As we take through an entire big weekend, we hope, of sports gambling, we'll try to get you some winners, some actionable information. But as we always say this time of day, get your action down at Circa. Circa Sports Kentucky, or go just to circasports.com. The live betting lines that they have right now, they do have everything going and everything in terms of the best bets. You follow these guys on a weeknight during a baseball, you know, kind of when there's 15 games going on, compare these lines to the DKs of the world. You are really going to get some action. And just do the pre-flop lines like we're talking about today, like Braves and Reds. Best lines on the Reds at Circa. Best lines against the Reds at Circa. So there you go. Make sure to check them out. CircaSports.com, the highest limits, lowest holds, best customer service. Check it all out. And of course, kids, testing is over here in Lexington. You've got one more week to go. And the teachers have already mailed it in. Just show up. Don't be mean to anybody. And sit on your apps back there and just get your bets down during school. If you're 18 years old. Because, yeah, in a few weeks, you got to have to be 21. Look out, kids. Enjoy your summer. At least if you're over 21. And if you have a problem betting, call 1-800-426-2537. All this and much, much more coming up on this Frankie Goes to Hollywood Friday. But first, big time baseball going on in Cincinnati this weekend. Two winning teams getting together. But are they the same? Not quite. Your Atlanta Braves are 38-19 on the season. They are 21-9 away from home this year. Gerrit Holmes going to the mound, 3.78 ERA. The Reds have a winning record. That's about the nicest thing I can say about them today. They are 29-26. They do have a 14-12 home record this year. And Chris Paddock going to the mound for your Cincinnati Reds today. Yikes and away, because as we've seen, yeah, he was acquired by Cincinnati. He has started one game for the Reds, and that was 6 days ago in St. Louis. And the Reds wound up losing that game 8-1. Chris Paddock wasn't a huge reason why the Reds lost, but he didn't help them win either. Five innings that game, three earned runs, five strikeouts, I'll give him that. But his ERA dropped from 7.07 that he had accumulated with the Marlins down to 6.86. That's where he comes in today. Do you really want to put all your faith and all your money into Chris Paddock in this game? I'm not so sure. How are you handicapping this game, bottom line guy? Because as we look at the Braves this season, every way you spin this, whether you're playing on the road, whether you're playing as a favorite, whether you're facing a right-handed pitcher, which Chris Paddock is, whatever the situation, however you want to filter this out, the Braves are one of the top teams in Major League Baseball at cashing tickets and making you money, no matter how you split it. So how do you go against a team that's done this well? So the Reds tonight are short road dogs, or short home dogs, excuse me, but the market is yelling it is a Braves type of game. Holmes for the Braves tonight. Yo, Holmes, smell you later. He is a right-handed pitcher. That's good news for the Reds in terms of batting average. You know, the Reds have done well against lefties in terms of wins and losses this year, but the catch is they're next to last in the batting average in the league against left-handers. So, Grant Holmes so far this year, yeah, decent. 3.78 ERA, 3-2 record. His whip, not very good. His last few times out, though, his last three starts, they've been decent. He's combined in those three starts 15 innings, an average of five, and only four earned runs. And in those starts, his ERA has gone from 4.34 to 3.78. Last time out, it was against Washington at home. He gave up two runs in five innings. Washington, a very underrated team right now. Just look at their betting splits and how they're cashing tickets. Very good. So how are we handicapping this game tonight? Reds and Braves, 6:10 pregame, 6:40 first pitch here on ESPN Radio. Market is telling us something here. Braves open about a minus 132 on the consensus. They are up to a minus 142 on the consensus. It is a total steam move, not a reverse line move, because it is 87% of the tickets. 94% of the money is on the Braves to win this game straight up. Total here started 9.5, still sitting at 9.5, and predictably, yes, the numbers, the betting splits are telling us 67% of the tickets, 75% of the money is on the over here. How are we playing this game? Yeah, if I had to play anybody, it's Braves. And in fact, I think I would play the Braves here tonight. Chris Paddock, do you trust him to throw five innings of maybe two runs or less? I don't know if I do, especially against the Braves. This is not against some of the other teams that he's played so far this season. And of course, do you trust the Reds' bullpen? Do we know who's going to close for the Reds tonight? I still am not convinced of who's going to be put into a potential save situation in the ninth inning when it comes right down to it. Santillan, don't get me started. It's probably Ashcraft. Maybe it's Burke. I don't know. But at this point, do you really trust that bullpen? A bullpen that has gone from, on May 1st, they were the best bullpen in baseball, to today, they've actually jumped to number 26 in Major League Baseball. 2 days ago, they were 28th. Something happened, I guess. So do you trust this bullpen? I do not. I'm not going to touch the total here. All the money is on the over. This still looks like a lightning rod game for these runs. I would take the Braves and lay a little bit of chalk. It is not an official Mac Daddy Stogie play, but if I'm looking to play this game, that's exactly how I do it. So it's Reds and Braves this weekend. Tomorrow night, it doesn't get a whole lot better for the Reds, if you know what I'm saying, because in that game, Martin Perez for the Braves, Brady Singer for the Reds. Line is already out for that game. And we see the consensus about a minus 126 for the Reds right now. Bad news for the Reds. Perez is a left-hander. Yikes. So it might not get any better for the Reds. Total in that game is 9.5. A lot of juice on the under, though, there. So we will keep a close eye on that. But for tonight, it is Braves minus 142, checking your lines. 9.5 is your total. I think I would take the Braves, but there's a lot better games on the board than this one. And that's the bottom line here on ESPN Radio, 92.5 and 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. The Kentucky baseball dynasty is underway. Now we're in the top of the seventh inning. Kentucky 5, Wake Forest 4. They got a run there, the bottom of the sixth. And the current run lines and the current money lines here in this game, Kentucky minus 195. And on the run line, you think they're going to win by more than one, plus 114. So that tells you this game might end up a little closer than the experts think. Total here, 12.5. A lot of juice to the over here. So you could sit here and talk about, oh, this guy looks great. The numbers are telling us something. The lines are going to give you a better story of this game, and they're going to tell you more than anybody, any analyst, anybody who's watching the game is going to tell you. Because, well, sometimes the odds makers and the AI that makes these odds, especially in games, they know a little more than we do. And that's okay. It's okay to admit maybe sometimes, some way, we're not exactly perfect when it comes to this stuff. So, yes, it is 5-4. By the way, Kentucky only has 3 hits in this game. Yeah, there you go. We're going to the top of the seventh here. Kentucky a minus 195. If you're looking to take Wake Forest, you can find them plus 155. Those are terrible splits, by the way. There are other, just shop around. Anytime you're betting live, make sure you shop around. That is, we talk about that pre-flop with a lot of these books, but especially live betting lines, the juice, the numbers, the splits, everything varies from book to book. Make sure you check them out because you need to get the best of these. If you're betting these games live, and I know a lot of people who are these, especially these college baseball games today, make sure you're getting the best of it. 5-4 Kentucky, top of the seventh now. They're a minus 195, depending on where you shop, ish, as we go to the next kind of rounds here in this one. So, yeah, that's how we're looking at things right now. We've got Reds this weekend. We've got Kentucky baseball happening this weekend. I wonder what would do if you're kind of trying to make the World Series of this one. I don't know. But Kentucky was a plus 450 in this region to get out of it. And if they win this game today, you talk about some closing line value, a good spot that you could potentially hedge a bet like that. We talked about this with Jeff Drummond yesterday. So, yeah, there are money-making opportunities all over when it comes to this stuff. So we're going to come up next after this break and talk to Dylan Godet. What in the world we talked to Dylan Godet about? We're going to talk about West Virginia baseball. Oh, yeah, they're playing at Morgantown. Is Kentucky. Does he have any rooting interest or, more importantly for us, betting interest? Do we have any breaking news on what's-his-name? Who's what's-his-name? Oh, Eminem, that Milan Manmanovich. I don't know. I forget his name. I can't say his name. Do we have any betting splits that are telling us he's going a certain place? Well, if you look at the current odds to win the national championship, yeah, they're all still the same. I'm just here to tell you that. So we will try to figure out college basketball once he signs. We'll see if Kentucky odds change then. And then, of course, later in the show, our baseball picks, our Game 7 picks for the NBA tomorrow. And yes, Sean C's Hockey Picks, the fastest growing segment in Lexington Radio. That's all coming up right here on ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300.
What I need. The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor on ESPN 1300 AM and 92.5 FM.
Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Thank you for joining us on this Frankie Goes to Hollywood Friday. But with everything going on this weekend, it is time to bring in our NASCAR expert, a man who was at a bachelor party last week. He's going to tell us about in just a second, but a man who's also very upset about what happened in Indianapolis. He is our friend Dylan Godet. Dylan, how are you today, sir?
Great. It was doing a lot better until I realized that happened last week because I already tried to shake it from my memory.
Well, I apologize for that, but did we learn anything last weekend, whether it be Indianapolis when we had a winning ticket right in our hands at really good odds and it was taken away for us for the second year in a row, I might add, in Indianapolis when we had it till the last lap, and then, of course, the gambling gods had their way, and anything in NASCAR, did we learn anything last weekend to go forward with?
Well, I did learn that, yes, two out of the last 3 years, we've had the leader on the last lap of the Indy 500 not win, and that's been our bet, Pato O'Ward, and then what just happened with Malukas. But in NASCAR, the Toyotas, man, they are legit. They basically dominated the Coca-Cola 600. They did not win the Coke 600, though, so people aren't really paying attention and looking at just, the final results. It'd be tough to realize, unless you really watch that race, that Toyotas are about head and shoulder above the rest of the field right now.
Now, you were at a bachelor party last weekend with, according to you, 20 guys were staying in one house last weekend, so God only knows what was going on there. But were you able to watch these races and have to talk some of these guys off the ledge, you know, when they're making, oh, Dylan Gaudet says I should bet on this car. I'm going to bet on this car. And then they're running around. They've got $4 on the race, and they're acting like it's the worst thing in the world. Do you have to put up with those kind of people in a spot like this?
Well, we were on a party bus during the Indy 500, and I was locked in watching it on my phone. And we got to the bar watching the closing laps of the race, and I'm like, being the nice guy that I am, I was like, if Malukas wins this, next round for the whole group on me. So I guess I made that mistake. I got to save my money a little bit there by that not taking place. But, I had a couple fellow David Malukas bettors with me as we watched in agonizing pain as he got past and the closest finish, I might add, in Indy 500 history.
Well, you just proved it to me. You totally jinxed it. When you yell to everybody, I'm got the next round if this race ends with my guy on top with two laps to go. Yeah, you jinxed it. Way to go, Dylan Gaudet. Thanks for ruining it. You ruined it for all of us. So I hope you're happy with yourself. So you and your friends had fun at your party, but the rest of us were living and dying off that race. But that's neither here nor there. It's the past. What do we got coming up this week in NASCAR? We go forward. We look through the windshield, not the rearview mirror. Who do we have going forward this week? Where are we at in NASCAR?
Yes, NASCAR making the trip, but not too far from Lexington to Nashville. It's called Nashville Super Speedway. It's not in Nashville. It's about an hour south of Nashville, but it's the name of the track regardless. This is another, not a mile and a half track. It's a little over a mile in length, but it's concrete, so a little bit different. But I still, the numbers I look at are how the teams perform on mile and a half tracks and also how they've performed at Nashville in years past, because this is a yearly stop for them. And there have been some mixed results. Last year, for example, Ryan Blaney winning this race after Denny Hamlin dominated it for much of the race. But at the end of the day, still a lot of numbers to go back and look at for this one.
So we're in Nashville, an hour south. The Atlanta Motor Speedway was in a place called Griffin, Georgia, which is about an hour south of Atlanta itself. So I understand what you're saying there. So we're in Nashville, kind of, sort of. Let's go to the money shots, the matchups. Dylan Gaudet's matchups for this week down in Nashville, Tennessee. Who you got, Dylan?
A lot of matchups this week that I do like. Ooh, I good. Have five of them. First, going with last week's winner. I mentioned that Toyota has dominated, but Daniel Suarez has been quietly putting together a pretty solid year. At Caesars Sportsbook, you can find Suarez over Austin Cindric at even money. I like that. Suarez has kind of been on a hot streak. Yes, he won last week's race, but he's actually doing better than most of his competitors on that kind of range that you would find Suarez, which includes Cindric. So going with the hot hand there in Suarez, even money against Austin Cindric. Also going with Carson Hocevar over Chase Elliott at plus 130. Kind of worried about the Chevys this week, but when the Chevys have been down, Hocevar and his team has been up. So I like that value there, plus 130 at 365. And then going with a four-on-four matchup here. Brad Keselowski over Joey Logano, plus 110 on that one. That is also at Bet365. And then going with some Toyotas here, Ty Gibbs over his teammate Chase Briscoe at plus 110. Shop around for that one. That's at several different sports books. And then Wallace over Chastain, minus 110. That is at Circa Sportsbook. Only place I could find that matchup at Circa, minus 110.
Five matchups for Dylan this week in NASCAR. Suarez over Cindric, Josevar over Elliott, Keselowski over Logano, Gibbs over Briscoe, Wallace over Chastain. And I can vouch for the my bankroll can vouch how well that Dylan Gaudet has done in these matchups so far this year. So, yeah, I cannot recommend them more. Let's look at top fives or top tens in this race, Dylan. Who you got?
Yeah, one driver that kind of sticks out in terms of a value perspective, not only top 10, but I'm going to put him as the long shot to win this race. Erik Jones, 4-1 for a top 10. Again, shop around on this one. Some sports books, you can find him at closer to 2-1, but shop around. You can find him at 4-1. Incredible value there for Erik Jones to get that top 10. I believe that's at FanDuel right now. It's at 4-1. And then top five, mentioned him earlier, is Ty Gibbs at plus 260. Again, shop around. Gibbs is going to be in contention at the end of this race, and some good value there at plus 260.
Top 10 for Erik Jones, top five for Gibbs. All right, let's get down to then. Let's bottom line it. Who's going to win this race? One unit? How are we going to split it up among maybe multiple winners here, Dylan?
Yeah, doing splitting up a little bit differently than I typically do, and also going with three different Toyotas for this race. 50% of the unit on Christopher Bell at plus 750. Shop around. Circa has him at 5-1. If you can get him at 7-1 or better odds, I love Christopher Bell there with some good value. I think him and Denny Hamlin are going to be right there towards the end of this race. The odds on Denny Hamlin are not very good this week, so kind of shying away from that just because you're not getting any value. So 50% of the unit, Bell at plus 750 again, shop around. Also going 40% of the unit on Ty Gibbs, 18-1. Again, shop around for this one. And then the big underdog, the big long shot that we're going with here, he did really well last week. He did incredible at this track last year. 100-1 odds, going only 10% of the unit on Erik Jones to win this race. 100-1 right now you can find at Circa. Just checked before. I was actually going with 90-1, and then I refreshed Circa from when I looked yesterday, and he was down to 100-1. So that's a huge long shot, obviously, only going 10% of the unit. But I think he's going to be a pretty competitive car in this race. Last year, he had the fifth best average pace in the whole field at this track. So good track history, and he ran well last week. So Erik Jones there, 100-1, my long shot.
Beautiful. So take one unit you would usually wager. Put 50% of it on Bell to win this race, 40% of it on Gibbs, 10% of it on Erik Jones at 100-1. That's what I'm talking about, Dylan. Anything else we're looking for in this race? You've mentioned the Toyotas right now. Are we looking for any maybe make of car kind of wagers or anything pole position related? Anything else you've got for this race?
Yeah, NASCAR can be a frustrating sport to bet on, right? Because Toyota's last week by far had the best cars, but they didn't win the race because of rain coming on in, and they just had a bad restart before the rain hit. So no rain looks to be in the forecast there in Nashville this week, so that's some good news. But, yeah, I like the Toyotas, and it's kind of right now, unless Ford or Chevy can prove to me that they have anything to compete with the Toyotas, I'm going to be going with Toyota for a lot of these races coming up over the summer. So look for more Toyota plays right now, unless somebody else can show me that they can compete with the likes of the Joe Gibbs team, with Tyler Reddick in 2311. And like I said, Erik Jones, I think he's a sneaky play this week there with that long shot.
Yeah, I haven't heard the name Erik Jones very much come out of your mouth so far this year. So this is definitely telling us something here. Let's recap Dylan Gaudet's best bets for this weekend down in Nashville. Matchups, five of them. Suarez over Cindric, Josevar over Elliott, Keselowski over Logano, Gibbs over Briscoe, Wallace over Chastain. Let's take Gibbs to go to the top five, Eric Jones in the top 10, and take one unit and put 50% of that unit on Bell to win this race, 40% of it on Gibbs to win it, and 10% at 100-1 odds on Eric Jones to win this race. Anything else that we're missing here, Dylan Gaudet, to look for this week in NASCAR?
No, it's also a Sunday night race. I know it's not a holiday weekend. It starts in the evening time, so you will have some time Sunday morning to maybe get some of the last-minute bets in. So look to my social media after practice and qualifying. We may, see a couple more plays, and I usually post, especially when we have some good closing line value, on Sunday morning, kind of recapping things. So look forward to that. You'll have some time Sunday during the day to make some adjustments.
At Go Day Weather, we'll talk about that in just a minute, but there is very pressing information that we have to get out of you before we let you go here, Dylan. There is a baseball tournament happening in Morgantown, West Virginia. And for those of you out there who don't know, Dylan Gaudet is from West Virginia. He is an unmitigated West Virginia Mountaineers fan, whether it's for the best or not. Now, Kentucky is also playing right now in West Virginia against Wake Forest. They are now headed to the top of the eighth there. They're up 5-4 on Wake Forest. And let's just say the odds have been flipping back and forth. Your thoughts on this four-team series going on in Morgantown, Dylan Gaudet? How did you bet this? Did you bet this? And how much are you going to be sitting there on the front row waving your pom-poms like a crazy guy?
Did not bet on this, depending on how the games turn out today, the second round I'll be looking at. One thing to consider, WVU and Kentucky have played each other a lot in the postseason recently. I believe it's now 3 years in a row they've been in the same region that they have played, with Kentucky getting the best of the WVU a couple years ago, and then WVU getting the best of Kentucky last year in the Clemson regional. So we'll see. This will be a highly attended game, though. West Virginia, like Kentucky last year, they added seats to the stadium. Well, the WVU stadium has a huge hill next to it that is not ticketed. So you could sit up on the hill. It's usually covered in bushes and shrubbery, but they've cleared all of that out. The fans can sit up there. So it might be a pretty rowdy environment, considering basically as many people that can fit in the stadium can sit on this hillside and watch it for free.
Going into this game today, before anything happened, West Virginia was -105 to win this little sub-regional here, and Kentucky was +450. What was your best? If you were at the window and they said, you get a free bet here, Dylan Gaudet, what would you have bet on this regional? Just trying to put it out there for you.
Oh, I was kind of hoping WVU would get some plus money on WVU. I don't think -105 is good enough odds for you, because this is a really competitive region. And the downside for Wake Forest and Kentucky is they're both pitching their aces today. WVU's ace is waiting until tomorrow, so we shall see. Could that hurt backfiring WVU in their first round game against Binghamton? Who knows? But I know that the best two pitchers from Wake Forest and Kentucky have played in this game.
That's handicapping inside information, if I ever heard it right there from Dylan Gaudet. Always on top of it, but yes, fans, he did say West Virginia's going to win this region. He wouldn't have bet it at -105, but he did say West Virginia will take
down. That's the Big 12 pitcher of the year, too, by the way. That's the Big 12 pitcher of the year for WVU that is waiting.
I see. So, yeah, they got cute. They were like, we could beat this Binghamton bunch with anybody. We're just going to save our big guy for the big guys. So there you go. They were able to do that while Kentucky and Wake Forest kind of had to get through each other before they got to West Virginia. Very good kind of planning there. Dylan Gaudet, tell us where we can find you on the social media with your updates throughout the weekend on NASCAR and anything else you'd like to promote, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah, find me on social media at Gaudet Weather, GAUDET Weather. That's on X or Twitter, and then also on Facebook. You and I, we're not the only ones sweating outside Indy 500. I had several listeners of this show reach out to me, and then also Matthew Lawrence. He had me on his show, and also he had texted me who I had in the Indy 500. So it wasn't only us, you know, sad about that one. There were a lot of people sad. What just gets me is that two out of the last 3 years, we've had the leader on the last lap, and he can't close it out. Ugh, that's frustrating. And, mind you, we also had the Daytona 500 winner, 30-1 odds, on the last lap, also not win. So the two biggest races in American motorsports, we have had the leader on the last lap not win.
Well, there's good news and bad news with that. The good news is that it's great that you're getting recognition from this show, and people are texting you, and people are contacting you on the social medias, talking about the racing and your picks and things like that. That's wonderful. But I hear it in your voice. You're so bitter. You got to get over the past. The best sports bettors are ever able to put it in their rearview mirror and go forward, Dylan Godet. We've still got some lessons to learn here in this sports betting thing, but I can promise you we will get there. But great stuff out of you, Dylan. Always. We always appreciate it. And until the next time, as always, may the winners be yours. Get over the past, Dylan. Let's go forward. Good luck, buddy.
Absolutely. I'm bitter about it. I'm bitter about it, Brad, but I will say it is a confidence boost that we keep being there at the end.
Amen.
If you're out there at the end long enough, good things happen.
There you go. That glass is half full, not half empty. There you go. Dylan Godet, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Best in the business at NASCAR Picks. I'd trust him over any of these NASCAR people. Does Darrell Waltrip still do that? I'd like to see him go up against Dylan Godet picking these races. Ah, it'd be a joke. Who did they used to have up there? I don't know. Anyway, don't get me started on that. Dylan Godet, always great stuff. Coming up after the break, though, our baseball picks for tonight. We'll update you on Kentucky Wake Forest odds. Boy, these live betting lines in these college baseball games really fluctuate based on every pitch. And, of course, we will talk about our NBA pick for tomorrow night. And, yes, Sean C's hockey picks. That's all coming up right here on ESPN Radio, 92.5 1300. ESPN Radio, 92.5 1300. The fanboys gave me a four-leg college baseball parlay. Do they know what they're doing? Relax. Don't do it, for the love of God. Yeah. This is what I don't understand. You know, people are acting like they're experts at stuff that they don't talk about all year long. There's a reason why Sean C. is on this show talking about hockey. There's a reason why Dylan Godet talks about NASCAR. Brian Howard talks about the horses. We have Jimmy Phillips talking about fantasy football. We have Matthew Lawrence talking about the golf. Because I can't dabble in all these sports. Sometimes you have to get people who may know a little bit more about it than you do, and you can have some conversations, and you go back and forth with them because maybe, just maybe, they might be better at you at knowing the knowledge and knowing the background of some of this stuff. So it's okay. But to claim that I know everything about everything. No, I don't. So yeah, there you go. Because if I did, I'd be doing this show from a yacht out in the ocean. But that's okay. We're still hustling, though. We're doing all right. Making good grades. Future so bright. Gotta wear shades here on ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Real quick, let's go to the text line, 859-381-1313. And it is a Hockey Friday. That means Race Monkey is reporting for duty. As usual, another split on Wednesday. But today, the Race Monkey says Carolina wraps it up. He's going to take the Canes. He's going to play it on the puck line. -1.5 at plus money, +105. He's also going to take the under 5.5 goals here. That's how the Race Monkey's going to do it. We'll see how Sean C. does it later. High fives to Sully, B-How, Doc Rat, J-Drum, Breezy, and Bobby Orr. Number four, Bobby Orr. There you go. Race Monkey, needing a lift to happy hour. I'm out. Rack him. There you go. Need a lift to happy hour? Just do what I used to do back in the day. Just show up and then you make some friends, regardless of who they are, male, female, whatever. And then find your own way back and maybe have them help you out. Just go in there, and you'll be fine. You'll be all right. So good luck with happy hour, Race Monkey. And get your action down before you go to happy hour, because, yeah, the things I've seen in the past, people who have a few drinks at happy hour, usually their wagers aren't as successful as the ones they make before happy hour. Just saying. And they're not as, what's the word I'm looking for? They're not as risky. I'm just putting it to you that way. Oh, give me this. Oh, I can. They're giving me a 20% boost on a 10-leg parlay. Oh, yeah. Let me go about. You're more apt to do that during happy hour than before happy hour. So you just kind of some common knowledge out there as we will check the Kentucky Wake Forest numbers. And all of a sudden, we got a tie ball game. And just like that, Wake Forest is now your favorite to win this game with the live betting lines. Bottom of the eighth inning, 5-5. And Wake is now minus 130 to win this game. And the total's now 11.5. Looks like if you think two more runs are going to get scored, they're now going to the top of the ninth here in this one. 11.5 is your total. Wake is minus 130 on the live money line, which means you can get Kentucky at plus money. So there you have it. That's kind of what we do on VSiN Live Bet Saturday. Look at the games. Look at the live betting lines. And maybe act accordingly. So, the desert is telling us there's only going to be one more run scored in this game because when you see 11.5 at minus 135, what they're saying is next run wins. Let's say who gets the next run. And the desert is telling us Wake is going to get that. That money line now up to 154. And we're at the top of the ninth now, just starting top of the ninth. So, yeah, the live betting lines, they paint a picture and they tell us a story. So follow the numbers. Absolutely follow the numbers because they will help you a lot more than anybody watching this game on TV can help you. I can promise you that. So we're headed to the top of the ninth here. Tied, Kentucky, Wake, 5-5. Live betting line has Wake as the minus 154 favorite. Total here, under 11.5, minus 145. So the desert's really saying next run wins, and there won't be another run. So there you go, as we're looking at this one from a handicapping perspective. What about our picks? We appreciate the text, by the way, 859-381-1313. What about our picks for this weekend in the world of sports? And we'll start tomorrow night, Game 7, Spurs and Thunder. The winner goes into the NBA Finals as a big favorite to take down the Knicks, who will have, what, 11 days rest, I think, between games? Don't know if that's going to matter. OKC and the Spurs. We were on the right side in total last night. We hope to be the same tomorrow night. Thunder opened a 3.5-point favorite here. Total opened at 212.5. Currently, line is still Thunder 3.5-point favorite. Spurs still 212.5 on your total. We talk about this all the time in terms of the zigzag. Take the team that lost the previous game. If you do that this year, we're finally over 50%. Just barely one game over 500. By the time the finals are over, can we finally get to that 52.38%? Maybe. And we're hoping that it starts tomorrow night as we're hitting the OKC Thunder, the zigzag theory. Same thing happened game 4. Spurs blew out the Thunder. They go back to OKC for game 5, and OKC blows them out of the water. Same exact scenario, except the only thing different, Game 7. The two most magical words in sports. I don't know, but it's close. I'm taking the Thunder. I'm laying the chalk tomorrow. 3.5. We talk about the zigzag. We also talk about teams off a double-digit loss against the spread over the years. It hits 58% of the time. 197 up and 150 down. This year, it's 9-7 against the spread. Yeah, take more money on the favorite in this one. I want to take OKC and lay the chalk. Zigzag, come on back. The lights are still on. I can promise you that. And of course, just like last night, we're going under the total. Game 6s and Game 7s and all NBA playoff series over the years. Just simply go under. You do very well. 58%, 143 up, 109 down. That includes 7-6 this year. Let's keep it up. Give us the under tonight or tomorrow night. 212.5, Spurs and Thunder. So here we go. Let's zigzag it. Let's go under the total. Just like we did last night, just like we did Game 5. Let's see if we can get another one out of tomorrow night. Good luck to you if you're playing the theories with us, the zigzag theories. And yes, we've got Major League Baseball and a lot of it coming up this weekend. And we have 15 games coming up tonight in addition to Braves and Reds up in Cincinnati. Some games that I'm looking to take on the money line here tonight. Let's go to Cleveland. Ciccone is going up against Samaniego for the Red Sox, but this is more of a market play for me. Minus 120 was where it opened. And Cleveland now is a -130. It's a spot where, yeah, I'm looking to take a little bit of Cleveland here at home in this one. You talk about a team that stepped in something good. Cleveland being able to play in that division right now, that's pretty good. Cleveland basically starting an opener tonight, 1.04 ERA for Samaniego, and Ciccone is 5.18. We talk about, yeah, rest versus tired. Cleveland didn't play yesterday. Red Sox had to play the Braves. Ciccone's pretty good this year, 2.97 in the month of May. That's 21 innings he's pitched. And five starts for Ciccone. Cleveland is 4-1 in those. And his ERA at home this year, 3.6 compared to 5.74 on the road. Money lines is how we're going to play this one. And the betting splits are definitely telling us this is a place to go with Cleveland. Give me Cleveland tonight. I'm laying about a -130 at home against Boston. One more that we're looking to take tonight in terms of maybe, just maybe, do we really want to go against Zach Wheeler and the Phillies? Maybe not, unless you have the L.A. Dodgers. Looky here. The Dodgers are at home. Robleski is going for the Dodgers tonight. He ain't no Zach Wheeler. But at least you're getting decent odds. Zach Wheeler's 1.67 this year, and he didn't pitch all the games. Robleski for the Dodgers. He's not bad. 3.07 ERA. He's 6-2. We've seen a little bit of sharp money come in here on the Dodgers. How could you go against Zach Wheeler? Well, we're going to do it tonight. Dodgers, they just came off a sweep against the Rockies. Yeah, go figure that one. Better bullpen, Dodgers. Better hitters. Best hitters in the entire league against right-handers. It happens to be what Zach Wheeler is tonight. They hit .264. Philadelphia gets a lefty, which Robleski is. Bryce Harper hits lefty. Schwarber hits lefty. Yeah, they're hitting .216. That's 26th in the league against left-handers. The market is also telling us it's the Dodgers play, because you see that the Dodgers are always kind of a public team. They're about split, the money line splits here in this one. But, yeah, we see the Dodgers up from 115 to -120. Give me the Dodgers tonight. Zach Wheeler, it's over. Give me the Dodgers over the Phillies. Those are our two money line plays. Our totals for tonight. Let's go over the following games. Reverse line moves, some of them involving both winning teams. Under in the totals of 8. Minnesota and Pittsburgh. Big in St. Louis tonight. One of my favorite ones. Palante and Imanaga for the Cubs. This line has gone from 8.5 to 8. Some places at 7.5. I'm going under the 8 here in this one. And let's go back to L.A. Dodgers and Phillies under the 8 runs there. And yes, under 7 runs. Zach Gallen and George Kirby. Two good pitchers in Seattle. So our best bets tonight in and this weekend in sports. Tomorrow night, NBA, zigzag. Give me OKC. Game 7 unders. Let's go under the total. Sides tonight, a money line, Cleveland and L.A. Dodgers. And under the games in Pittsburgh, St. Louis, Dodgers, and Seattle. Those are your Mac Daddy Stogies. Take it to the desert and smoke them. But coming up after the break, you know what it is. Sean C. Hockey Time. That's next here on ESPN Radio, 92.5 1300.
Oh, King, I've got hockey fever.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire.
ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. And now, Game 5, Stanley Cup, Eastern Conference Finals tonight. What better time to go to our hockey expert and a man who's on fire, Sean C. Sean, how are you today, sir?
I am doing good, and I think Race Monkey is going to have a good night tonight.
There's a shocker. Okay, so we have a Game 5 in Carolina. Carolina's a big favorite here. About a -250, depending on where you shop. Total, only 5.5. How are we playing this game tonight? Montreal and Carolina.
I like Carolina on the puck line.
The Carolina?
Only way you're gonna make any money, you can't take them on the money line. You're not going to get anything out of that. Take them on the puck line. Their defense has just been too good. Montreal's offense has been poor. I think you can get the 1.5.
So you're going under the total of 5.5, too? Is that what I'm hearing?
I am also going under the total, yeah.
Okay, so let's take Carolina on the puck line. You can find them at plus money, laying the puck and a half. They got to win by 2 or more. Sometimes an empty net goal is your friend when you're playing the puck line in a spot like that. So you're playing puck line at plus money. And under the total 5.5, do we have any props and any time goal, anything?
I do. I got a feeling tonight about an anytime goal. I'm not going to go with Stankoven again. I'm going to go to the other side of the line. The left winger, Nikolaj Ehlers. You're getting plus 230 on him for an anytime goal tonight for Carolina.
Ehlers, an anytime goal, not to be confused with former Rams receiver Henry Ehlard from back in the day. If you played Tecmo Super Bowl, you know who that's a good. He was a good player in that game, but that's neither here nor there. So there you go. Ehlers, anytime goal, you can find more than 2-1 odds. Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate here, Sean. Let's say Montreal does win the game tonight, and they're 3-2 going back to Montreal for a Sunday game. How would you maybe look to play that game just in case Montreal happened to win this game tonight? Would you look to change things up in game six maybe?
No, I think if Montreal were to get lucky tonight and take this game, which is, you know, it's not out of the realm of possibility. They're a good team. They're just overmatched. I'm going with Carolina.
Okay.
Sticking with Carolina to take game six.
And we're sitting on plus 325 tickets that Sean C. gave us before this thing started to win this series.
They
got to win tonight. It's now or never, as the king used to tell us. So plus 325 tonight. If you happen to have that bet, no need to hedge on this one tonight since you're getting such big odds, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not at all.
There you go. Anything else in the hockey world, Sean? Because the people have spoken. People text in. People put us on social media. Sean C. is a hockey expert now. Anything else you've got out there for the hockey fans out there that you want to play this weekend?
I like Vegas in the finals.
Okay.
Plus 130 right now before the other series is even decided. Looking at the Conn Smythe, if indeed Vegas does win those finals, a couple of names I want to throw out there right now. Carter Hart, the Vegas goaltender, having a really good postseason. He's at 12-1 right now for the Conn Smythe. Pavel Dorofeyev. Got 14 points in 16 games in this postseason. You can get him at 50-1 for the Conn Smythe Trophy. I think that's put $5-$10 on that, and you'll be very happy with yourself. Put a medium pizza on that.
Medium pizza. Ooh, with extra toppings, with extra cheese,
yeah,
maybe.
Toppings.
Yeah, it's multiple topping medium pizza for Sean C. But for tonight, he's playing Carolina on the puck line and under the 5.5. Along with Ehlers, an anytime goal. Sean C., thank you, sir. May the winners be yours.
Yes, sir. And we'll talk again when the Stanley Finals are set on Monday.
Amen to that. Thank you so much, sir. What did we learn on the bottom line today? Well, we learned that the Reds are going to play this weekend against the Braves. Good luck tonight, especially with Paddock going. We also learned Kentucky up 6-5 right now in the bottom of the ninth. Minus 345 on the money line. You really want to play that if you're a Kentucky fan? We'll see how that inning goes. We're in the bottom of the ninth. Check that one out. And, of course, we had Dylan Godet's NASCAR and Sean C's hockey. If you missed it, ESPNLex.com or go download the app. I am running bad late. And if you missed anything this weekend, make sure to download the podcast. Thanks so much for joining us. And until the next time, as always, may the winners be yours. King, I need winners. Help. Thank you. Goodbye.